now for something completely different.
Welcome to Shout Out. Out of the closet and into your ears.
Hello and welcome to Shout Out. I'm Lara Lanamy and he's Andy Shelton. And today on the show, Brickstone.
Ellie's back with a monthly catch-up.
FGM.
Terrible thing, but we caught up with Police Chief Inspector doing a lot to make a big difference.
And Kiki.
Also young, but also knackered after Pride, whatever next.
All today, right here on Shout Out. Hello, darling. How are you?
I'm good. Not as knackered as you, but as
I'm slightly knackered, but I'm good. I'm still going. Yeah. Like, I'm still standing strong, I guess. So, but it's been such good weather today, and I've been stuck in a lab that is completely blacked out because it's lasers, and it's just...
Well, that's fun, though, must be.
Yeah. Do you know what? I never get bored of light, and it's really weird because it's just a green light, but but when it mixes with the blue light, it makes turquoise, and that's my favourite colour, so I love it. Every day, I love it.
Is that the spend the blue in the hair, is it?
It does, yeah. No, like, anything... Blue's my mum's favourite colour, and purple's mine, so I thought I'd mix it up and give her a bit of a tribute. How are you, Steffi?
I'm fine, yep. I had a croaky voice after Western Pride.
I bet
the
you
Monday
did.
Show, yeah. Monday show was very croaky.
How was Western Pride?
Amazing.
Only really? 8 hours.
Only?
Yeah. Only 8 hours of live broadcast, yeah, which was a bit less than Bristol Pride, which was 10, but it was very successful.
Oh, it looks really amazing.
Yeah. We did get a little bit wet.
Did you? Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's got to happen.
First test of broadcasting in the marquee in the rain.
Yeah. It worked.
But it worked.
We were dry and everyone was taking refuge in our
tent. They were. Yeah, we had half the acts, didn't we?
They were lovely as well.
So
the acts were fantastic.
They were. So GSN is to close.
Yes, Gay Star News.
It is, yeah.
There's quite a few news outlets, and the Pink Paper was one of the originals, wasn't it?
Pink Paper.
Do you remember that?
Well, that was a real newspaper.
Back in your day when dinosaurs still roamed the earth.
Well, you say that. They used to run the Readers Awards, and it was them that gave us the idea for the Shout Out Listeners Awards.
Yeah.
You see. And that they were around for the first few years we were broadcasting. They did what a lot of them did. They moved online. And then, of course, we've now got Pink News, and we did have Gay Star News. Sadly, they're just not being able to compete in the current climate and the way things are going.
So needed.
I think you're right. And what was really nice is that everyone else wished them well. All their competitors actually wrote to them and said, you know, obviously we've been rivals, but we're really sad that it's over for you. That's really nice.
I find them a little bit less clickbaity than Pink News.
Yeah, Pink News, I follow them on Facebook. I love them. Like, it's just, I think because it's so well-rounded. I don't know about Gay Star News, but I love
it. It was less clickbaity. So it was more neutral. It didn't try and grab you just by headlines.
That's how these websites operate, isn't it? Everyone does on the newspaper.
It's all about the advertising revenue. Yeah. It's what's keeping them going.
Well, it makes it free, doesn't it? So the community can use it.
All that aside, it's time to catch up with Alid. So, in fact, we saw Alid, didn't we, on Saturday?
We did. Give us all a hug.
Was he grooving?
He was.
He was.
So, I have a feeling he's on his own this week. Let's have a listen.
My five on Shout Out.
Hello and welcome to August's edition of the Brickstone My Five. This month you've only got me, it's Alid. Hello everybody, thank you for tuning in. So firstly, this month, I just want to say from all of us at Brickstone a massive thank you to the organisers, to Bristol and Western Supermare Prides this year. They were both equally phenomenal and such good events that, yeah, there has been nothing but praise from Brickstone, and to everybody who came along to either of those events and chatted to any of our volunteers or members of staff, again, thank you for coming. It was really, really great to see so many people supporting us. If you're going to Brighton Pride this weekend, then remember, stay safe. And remember that this year is such a phenomenal year for prides all over the UK. And we mustn't forget our sex workers and our trans people of colour in this conversation. And as a community, we can't leave them behind. And we need to pick them up and carry them with us, as the fight for our equality is potentially going to become harder in the very near future. So I just wanted to kind of give you an update on PrEP and the impact trial that is happening. There have been some more spaces that have been released on the trial. So PrEP, for those who don't know, stands for pre-exposure prophylaxis. And it is a pill that you can take that will prevent you from acquiring HIV. It is currently available on prescription in Wales, Scotland, and in Northern Ireland, but in England, we are at the moment in a trial basis. So some spaces have opened up for all demographics, including MSM, which stands for men who have sex with men. So if you live in Weston, then you can go to the Wish Clinic at Weston General. They have spaces. If you live in Gloucester, then you can go to the Royal Hospital at Hope House. They have spaces. And in Bristol, you can go to the Concord Medical Center in Littlestoke, or the Unity Sexual Health Clinic, which is in the city centre, and they have spaces. Just go along or give them a call and ask them about the PrEP impact trial. If I haven't mentioned your region and you want to know more, then feel free, go onto the impact trial website, which is prepimpacttrial.org.uk. All one word, that's prepimpacttrial.org.uk, where you will be able to find your clinic, and it should tell you on there whether there are any spaces left open on the trial. PrEP is incredible. We need as many people to uptake on this as possible. Any demographic, any sexuality, any gender, it is available to anybody, and it really does put you in control of your sexual health. So that is a little update on PrEP from us. Remember, we have still got a lot more events happening over this summer if you didn't catch us at Pride. So we are doing a 10k run on Saturday the 31st of August. Log on to our website, sign up. It is the Flying Monk in Malmesbury. There is still time to sign up and run and raise some money for us. Brigstow will provide transport for all of our runners to and from the event, and it looks set to be a great day and raise some much needed funds. So have a look, log on to our website and have a look there. This weekend though, you can find us at the Amnesty Garden Party at Goldney Hall up in Clifton between 1 and 5pm. That's this Sunday the 4th. We're going to have a stall there, so you can come and chat to us there. On Friday the 9th of August, in the evening, starting from 10 o'clock, there is a Brigstow takeover at the Queen Shilling. £5 entry, but all proceeds on the night are going to be donated to Brigstow, and we're going to have some volunteers there. We've got DJs from the Bear Bar and Don't Tell Your Mother and the Queen Shilling, so it looks set to be a fabulous night. Also, as well, one final thing, we are going to be in the Lush store in Bristol Broadmead on Saturday the 31st of August and Sunday the 1st of September. So you can come along there and chat to any of our volunteers. And remember to keep up with all of the latest news and going on from Brigstow. Log on to our website at www.brigstow.org, or do find us on social media. It's at Brigstow Info on Facebook and Twitter, and it's at Brigstow on Instagram. That's all for this month. Again, thank you for tuning in and have a great rest of your summer. Bye.
If you have a story you could tell in 5 minutes, get in contact. Visit us online at shoutoutradio.lgbt.
Shoutout.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shoutout Podcast.
Nice little jam, that.
Lust on You.
By
that's
who?
Rather fitting.
By who?
It's by LP.
Ooh.
Or Laura Prepagazzoli.
Oh, that's better.
Prepagazzoli.
Good Italian.
Prepagazzoli.
Exactly.
Don't you have Italian descendants?
Yes, I do. That's why I said it like that.
she's got the natural allure of
really,
Italian.
You reckon?
Allure.
No.
Allure.
Well, it does have natural allure. Lara.
You really like that song, don't you?
Yeah, I love everything she's done is amazing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. True fan.
True fan for all of 2 weeks. But I have only listened to her for 2 weeks.
Oh, no, you're in the beginning stages. You're in the honeymoon phase.
Ain't that the truth?
I don't know if you're a true fan.
No, who knows?
You haven't suffered yet.
No, I haven't.
She's got a fantastic tattoo on her chest.
Oh, of an old way you married.
Yeah, I was like, oh, what are you going to that?
Got a fantastic.
Points to chest area. Well,
she's quite... I know the movements of my hands don't work on radio, people.
Oh, no, they don't.
But she has a lovely tattoo on her chest of a three-masted sailing ship.
Right.
From the 1500s.
Okay. What does that signify?
And underneath it says, doesn't it say live till we die? Underneath?
Yes. Like which is one of her songs.
Yeah,
isn't
a true free soul.
Free soul.
I can't imagine that being your type of music.
No. it's not.
Could you go a little bit higher pitch there?
I'm sorry, I was doing... I can't go there. But no.
Anyway.
You should be able to hear it.
Should we get some news headlines?
This is Shout Out News on Thursday, the 1st of August.
Amidst all the horrible news we often hear, it's always good to know when things are moving in the right direction. Even better when we know that our purchases are making something worthwhile happen. Amazon.com have teamed up with the educational charity Just Like Us and are making available for schools a free education pack including supplies of inclusive educational books. The package will include full age appropriate texts approved by educators, which raises all forms of diversity and also designed to improve the inclusion and well-being of LGBTQ young people. At the launch event, Amazon representatives were joined by Will Young, podcaster, pop star and activist, who talked of all the needs to remove the harm done by prejudicial legislation even all these years after the major legal reforms under the government of Tony Blair. Amazon is a major retailer and customer, and customers will be rest assured to know that its founder and chief executive, Jeff Bezos, is a firm supporter of LGBTQ human rights.
TRT World, the news channel run by the Turkish government, alerted us this week to a record-breaking video on YouTube. It is the amazing song Bohemian Rhapsody by Freddie Mercury's legendary band Queen. TRT says that after crossing the billion views mark, Bohemian Rhapsody is the oldest music video to reach the milestone. The band's official channel saw a spike in visitors after an award-winning biopic of Mercury's life, named after the song, was released in 2018. Sadly, Mr. Mercury passed on from an AIDS-related condition on November 25th, 91, a day etched into the minds of millions of fans of the well-known rock group. Bohemian Rhapsody was never intended to be released as a single. However, the gay radio personality Kenny Everett played it ceaselessly on Capital Radio and urged listeners to call the record label asking for it to be pressed. When it was released, the record became the Christmas number one in 1975. Re-released as a benefit for HIV charities in November 91, the track became the first piece of music to be Christmas number one on two separate occasions. And ever the innovators, Queen were amongst the first rock acts to make a promotional film for their single. The resulting work often held as the first true music video pre-aging the age of MTV and non-stop music television channels.
It seems that every day there is new horror to report from Russia. Many groups are now being openly persecuted by the state or shadow far-right wing groups, all above whom a government does little. Victims of the cycle of violence include dissidents from various political factions, Jehovah's Witnesses, musicians, punk rockers, Mormons, independent journalists and the LGBT people. No wonder the sociologists classify Russia as a kleptocracy and warn that it has little regard for human rights. a woman who was involved in LGBT politics as well as the opposition to government and the anti-military movement, Yelena Grigoryeva, has now apparently been murdered in St. Petersburg. Other people believe strongly that she was politically neutralised by the Russian state or its parliamentary lackeys. Radio Free Europe, a famous dissident broadcasting station, financed by a grant from the United States, broadcasts to Russia via satellite and shortwave radio. It reports that Yelena's death and also notes that the parliamentary groups have been trying to identify journalists as well as those from the few independent media and newspapers left in Russia. In a lengthy analysis broadcast this week from its studios in Germany, Radio Free Europe noted that the shadow far-right groups appear to be operating on what is known as a dark web, a place of criminality and espionage associated with all manner of horrific sites. Through this means, they mobilise their intelligence. Meanwhile, a famous writer has told BBC Radio 4 that he has had to censor his opinions in order to get published in Russia. Yova Noah Harari has, according to Wikipedia, been widely criticised for allowing several omissions and amendments in the Russian edition of the third book, 21 Lessons for the 21st Century, using a softer tone which speaking about Russian authorities. Mr. Harari has said that his publishers required him to make the amendments after pressure from Russia.
And finally, it is with sadness that we report that a fellow gay, trans and non-binary media outlet has closed down. Tris Reed-Smith and Scott Nunn, the founders of Gaystar News, reported on Monday that the popular newswire, operated since 2011, is to close with immediate effect. The reasons are complex but include the uncertainty all independent media are facing in an age of Brexit, as well as the problem, which was touched upon in this programme last week, of multinational corporations engaging in what is dubbed rainbow washing. That is, they pay lip service to LGBT inclusion, perhaps flying the odd rainbow flag, but failing to invest anything into the community and its institutions, which were built up over a long time and with much effort from the grassroots. What has emerged, however, from the closure is an encouraging picture of the solidarity of the community. Apart from a few hate-filled comments left by homophobes and shamefully anti-transgender gay people, the wider LGBT population has come forward with suggestions that the newswire might continue in some format. Smith and Nunn say that the events are moving quickly and there may be some hope. In addition, competitors across the LGBT media world have wished all of the staff of Gaystar News well, showing that although we may work for different projects, our aims have always been the same as those early pioneers of the gay media in the 1970s, to serve the communities that nurture and sustain us. Pink News CEO and editor-in-chief Benjamin Cohen posted on Twitter, "Sorry to read this, good luck to staff for the future."
For these news stories and more, visit our website shoutoutradio.lgbt.
For Shoutout News, this has been Hans Peregrine
and Tara Fraser.
Shout Out News.
National and international LGBT news for you.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
That's a George Ezra.
And great song, shotgun. Great song.
Lara's favourite, Halo.
Yeah. No, I loved it.
Especially for
Especially
Lara.
It's got a shotgun in the name. Yeah. Love it.
Yeah, I've got Waka Waka for you later.
Oh, God. Bring it on. I love that stuff.
Do you know the dance?
So we must take a photo of you using that microphone because it's so high up. Yeah. It's like you're shouting into it.
I like to, like, oh, I'm going to, I can't, no, okay, yeah. I like to
imagine
speak upwards.
A sword swallower.
Yeah, pardon?
Imagine a sword swallower.
Yeah. Oh, good analogy.
Sorry, I heard something very different.
Just the accent.
I heard swallower and I was like, right.
Okay.
Very quickly moving on from that one. So, because this next one actually is a very serious story. We were obviously down at Western Pride broadcasting live all day on Saturday. And myself and I think it was just you and I, wasn't it, Steph?
Yes.
You and I managed to catch up with Chief Inspector Leanne, who was there from she's the area commander for North Somerset, and she had a very 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 nice story to tell about some of the things that they've been up to. So have a listen to this. Now I'm going to stop that just there because we are joined by Leanne, who judging by the uniform must be something to do with the police, seeing as that is on your front. But I didn't get which position you are, because is it PC or
no? So I'm a chief inspector
and my role is I'm what's called the area commander for North Somerset, which means
sorry,
I oversee.
Calling you a PC is a
that's
bit,
fine. No, bit of a demotion. No, we're all constables, and we all do the same job, just in different ways.
In different
now
ways.
Now you've got a very, very interesting specialism.
Okay. Well, I've got a few, but actually,
do with the police.
Yeah, I'll go on the stage and do it. No. So I am the force and the regional lead for our response to female genital mutilation, which is massively interesting, actually. Mm. Quite a challenging piece of work.
I would imagine not very pleasant, though. You must see some quite horrible things.
Or
hear some horrible stories, I should say.
Well, yes, and some of the most difficult times and some of the very best times in policing.
Yeah.
Some of the biggest challenges, but also some of the most progress, and I've met some of the best people I've ever met in policing doing that work, so it's all been worth it.
Yeah, I mean, I won't like it's something I'm aware of, but I know very little about it. I mean, is it still a big problem?
Yes, it is. 200 million women and girls worldwide live with the effects of female genital mutilation, and at, you know, in worst case scenarios, that means infertility, massive issues around childbirth and pregnancy, but also loads of associated illnesses and in many cases death. So yeah, it's a huge problem.
And even here it's a huge problem, is it?
It's certainly an issue in the UK, right.
I mean, what is, because in some countries I know, although it's not nice, it's legal, it's illegal here in the UK, isn't it?
It is illegal in the UK and it has been since 1985. The issue with FGM is it's a massively complex embedded issue, and communities that practice it do so because it's absolutely entrenched in their belief systems and in their culture.
Right.
And it's a very hidden crime as well. So our efforts to manage it and certainly to prosecute it, we find it really very challenging.
So does that kind of a culture then make it quite difficult for people who experience it to then also come forward?
Yes. Yeah, because there are honour associations with FGM, and the reason it's done is because a girl needs to be seen to be pure and untouched at the time she gets married, and if she is able to evidence that by the fact that, I mean, we get to the detail that you know, her vaginal opening has been massively compromised before marriage, so that she can't be penetrated, then that means she's seen as a lot more worthy in terms of marriage, and her family will receive a better dowry price.
But ironically, it wouldn't necessarily work like that because it could lead to so many other issues around pregnancy
100%.
And stuff like that.
Yeah,
so
absolutely. There's no benefits to FGM, and there are some really massive and catastrophic consequences.
Well, we never know who's listening, but if someone is listening who is potentially going to go through it or has been through it or is worried about it, what's the best kind of advice we can give them to get some help?
Okay, so if they're a child, because this issue predominantly affects children in terms of the risk, the NSPCC do an FGM helpline, and any child can ring that up and get suitable advice and support. Anybody can walk into a police station or into a doctor's surgery and talk about whatever it is they're going through. You know, the police won't always have the answer for medical issues, for example. But as a country and across government, and I don't want to talk about politics, but issue that that government has been relatively joined up about over the last couple of years is about commissioning better services for survivors.
Right.
So we have a specialist opening clinic in Bristol, and that's for women who've been stitched closed, can go there and be opened surgically and safely.
And checked over, I presume,
yeah,
as
indeed,
well.
100%. Yeah. So there are lots of services out there that your GP should be able to signpost you to.
Yeah.
So is it fully reversible?
No.
So there's permanent damage.
I wouldn't sit here for a minute and say that FGM is reversible. But for a woman, for example, who's had what's called type 3, where she's sewn up, she can be opened.
So there's variances?
Yeah, different types of FGM.
Okay.
Four different types, really.
Four, okay.
Yeah.
So four being the highest, the worst level?
No, do you know, you would think that, wouldn't you?
Well,
but
just
it doesn't
by saying
work
you
that
never,
way.
Okay.
So the one that has been documented as having the most sort of physical health consequences is type 3, which involves extensive cutting of the genital area and then the tissue being sewn up to to make the sort of the vaginal opening smaller. Yep. That's got huge health consequences. Type 4 can vary from really, really significant injury to, in what's regarded as many respects, quite minor physical injury.
Okay.
So the numbers are a bit confusing. The psychological trauma associated with all types of FGM, I don't think we can begin to get our heads around what the psychological trauma might be.
Do you work with other outreach organisations like 100%. SARI?
Yeah, so there are a number of FGM charities, sort of internationally and nationally. So I'm a trustee of a local charity in Bristol called Integrate. I also work really closely with a charity in Africa, in Kenya, called the Divinity Foundation, and that rescues girls from the Maasai, because in the Maasai, FGM is a build-up event to getting married more often than not as a child.
Okay.
So I work with a centre there that rescues young girls, and then they live at the centre and are given an education and some independence and self-sufficiency. I organise a trip every year, and a big gang of us go out. So this year we're taking nurses, midwives, police officers, PCSOs, friends and family, just people who are interested in doing some work around this.
And I'm assuming that's nothing to do with the police force per se.
That's just something I got involved in.
Yeah. That's brilliant.
I had a moment where I got talked into climbing up Mount Kilimanjaro to raise money for this charity in 2016.
It's supposed to be very difficult doing that.
Yeah, well, it is when you've got legs this length and as much width as you've got height, but we managed it, and for every year since then, I've gone back to the centre. I sponsor a little girl there that I need to see her at least once a year, so we don't, you know, she doesn't forget me and vice versa.
Oh, that's fantastic. It's really nice to know, because it was quite hidden for quite a while, FGM, wasn't it? Even if it was illegal.
Yeah.
And I know, certainly from other shows we have on our home station, BCFM, that have started talking, it's slowly being brought out into the mainstream as, you know, not being acceptable.
We're twitchy, aren't we? We're twitchy about talking about genitals, because we're all very British and stiff upper lipped, and it's not something that you sit around the dinner table or down the pub talking about people's bits.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, I've had to come over a whole load of sort of inhibitions of my own to be able to sit here on in a big event like this on the radio and talk about, you know, genitals and clitorises and whatever else.
Yes.
But actually, until you talk about the issue and until you mainstream it, women are living with this, with the consequences of this, feeling that they haven't got access to support, and they have now.
Brilliant.
We've still got a load of work to do. We're nowhere near, you know, we haven't finished, not by a long way, but but
on a lighter note, you're here in uniform. Are you working today, or are you just here on...
Do you know, I am on a day off, but for an event like this,
I'm loving the rainbow lapels.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, no, so Jeannie, who's one of my PCSOs, who's always really heavily involved in organising Western Pride, got them made for me.
Oh, amazing.
So I put them on this morning, had a few questions about it, which just gave me an opportunity to say where I was coming and why I was here, and you know, it matters to all of us in Western.
Yeah. I know a lot of people get a real bee in their bonnet about it, and there's been things in previous years in the media about, you know, money shouldn't be spent by the police force on it, and the fire brigade do their van up. And as someone who is gay, I love it, because it's just so nice to see that sign of, you know, we're all equal, and the police are the same.
100%. I did have a little comment from someone as I was on my way in about whether this was the right thing. And I, you know, the one thing we do in the police is we don't always get everything right. And if you look at our history, I think there's been episodes where we haven't got things right around the LGBT community and all sorts of other communities. And actually, if we can...
We
need to do better, don't we?
And this
is an outward show of we're here and we're stood alongside each other.
But when you are LGBT, if you don't forgive and move on, you know, there's no way that we could have equality either.
No, so, absolutely.
You know, we have to do exactly the same. Yeah. And I know we've had quite a few of the police on the show before, and it's really nice to hear some of the things that go on, and the fact that, you know, there is so much more support out there now.
Yeah.
So thank you.
And it's a great place. In fairness, Weston-super-Mare is a great place for those kind of relationships to flourish.
Raining at the moment. I don't know if you've noticed behind you, but the heavens have opened up.
Oh,
so listen, thank you so much for talking to us, Alex. because it's not the easiest subject to talk about, I know. But and please, you know, thank you for all the work you do. It's absolutely brilliant.
No, thank you. I've enjoyed it.
Anyway, stay with us. You're listening to Shout Out. We're going to go find out what's going on the stage, but we'll be back in a minute. So there you go. A big thank you to Leanne for talking to us about that. Quite a very difficult subject to talk about, especially when you're in the middle of Pride and it's
loud.
loud, and also, you know, there's a lot of people around you celebrating. It's quite a difficult thing to try and talk about.
Yeah. But I did. We were not expecting to do that interview, absolutely, but it just turned
so
out. And I think it's an important place to be. Now, we've got some phone numbers for you, so if you know anybody or are affected by that, then you can call the NSPCC. Hans, you've got the number?
Yes, 0808 800 5000 for the NSPCC, and Childline is 0800 1111.
Yep, or you can go to your local police station or your GP.
And I believe a GP as well should be in confidence.
Absolutely.
If you have any concerns. So, but it's good to get the message out there. That's a big thing. Yeah. So, anyway, stay with us. You're listening to Shout Out. We'll be back in a minute. Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out podcast.
That's No Roots.
That's a good song.
By Workout. And that's the Power Workout remix.
I feel like I need to get some sweat on.
Well, can you wait till we're out of the studio?
No, I've got to do it.
Just
right.
Make your invisible weights, Laura.
Now, yes. And pump.
Yeah, that's good gym.
And lunch.
Gym. What a lovely word.
Gym.
I like that.
Sorry, I thought you said gin.
You've got me and Hannah in the back going green lunch.
That shows you the difference in my mind, doesn't it?
Yeah, lunch. Have some gin and then go to the gym.
I'd do that. Gin and gym.
No lunging, please.
Yeah, it should. A gym exercise workout. Right,
you have to run towards the gin.
Or you use the gin bottles as your weights.
Oh, my God.
And they say to get lighter.
Yeah. Okay. We are onto something. Pattern that, someone, please.
Yeah, that goes alongside our gay starter kit as something we can market in the future.
We need to go back to that, Terry, the gay starter. We haven't touched on them for a while.
Was it you, Steph, that last week it had changed from a gay starter kit to...
Oh, that was me, because I couldn't remember what it was called.
A make you gay kit. That's slightly different,
isn't
it?
I would like to know what is different.
What's in that box, Andy?
Call it agenda.
That was not intentional. It was just... You know what it's like when you're doing things on the fly, and I couldn't remember what it was called. I didn't mean to actually say that. So.
It's fine. You're
anyway, I don't know why you're so active, because you just recorded this bit about why down and being knackered.
Yeah, because I am an active but restful soul, you know. I like to take it up.
One out of two. So anyway, let's catch up with Lara and Kiki.
Oh, God.
Kiki Bristol.
It's Lara and
Sharifa.
And today we're going to be talking to you about self-care, because we know that it's important to rejuvenate your soul after doing a lot of work, and especially Pride season, that took a lot out of us. So we know that it's important to do those little things that make sure that you're still fighting fit and you're making sure that you're at the best that you can be. But in order to do that, especially as black queer women, we take on a lot of roles and we're not getting paid for it, and it's a lot of emotional labour. We need to make sure that we're still good, essentially. So, Sharifa, what are some of the ways that you use self-care?
So I'm really high on having lots of alone time and maybe cutting out seeing your friends and messaging people. And also having a bath, a long bath with lots of like Neil's Yard
100%.
Products, Lush products. Like, go all out on your bath. Don't just have like just a watery bath. Put all the soaps in it, all the things in it. Candles, like, go all out. Like, love yourself. Drink loads of nice herbal teas, you know. But also with that, you know, have some naughty foods as well. McDonald's, KFC, whatever you want to eat. Just treat yourself and be a bit naughty.
Yeah. So why do you think it's so important to do self-care? And from your personal point of view, what has it done for you in the past, and what is it currently doing for you now?
Well, for Pride, it's important because I was like literally dead on my feet. I worked 21 hours on Pride Day doing various LGBT things, and I was literally dead on my feet. So I just needed to, in order to like recoup, I needed the time to on my own just to re-energize. Having a bath, having alone time, just hiding away from the world for a little bit was absolutely like a necessity for me to be human again.
Mm.
And that's what I did. I did. I felt human again, and I was so needed that I did that.
Yeah, because I feel the same. Like after a couple of weeks, Pride season was quite like a lot because we also had carnival before that, and I realized that because you don't have in that time enough time for yourself because you're trying to organize loads of different things, I didn't realize how much I needed a long bath and like just to have nice relaxing oils and like candles everywhere and watching Orange the New Black. I just needed that because it was so important to like come back to myself, if you know what I mean. But yeah, also like recently I've been getting into like active stuff. So like I always make sure that I'm exercising in some way, shape or form. Like, so I do softball and things like that. I think that's really important because staying active means that you can, and staying active in a group activity not only means that you're socializing, but in a relaxed environment, but it means that you're also having fun. And I think when you're organizing a lot of stuff, it's really hard to enjoy. Do you know what I mean? Like on that night out, like I know we were having a massive dance and everything was great.
But we were organizers.
Yes, yeah, so you can't really relax. And if your job is something that you can't really feel like you're relaxing in, you need to find ways in which you can feel that way when you get home or whatever like that. So yeah, I definitely believe like doing activities and things like that. And also I think a big one is therapy. And I know people don't really talk about their mental health a lot, and I don't really, but I think it's so important to go through for me anyway, it has been very important to go through that process of therapy, to basically check in with my mental health as well. Because friends are great, parents are great, but like a therapist just sits there and listens really and like offers minute bits of advice. So for me, it was really important to get that sounding board to feel like I'm not doing too much and I'm taking care of myself. Do you feel?
Yeah, but I feel like also like everyone has their own way of doing it. We're sitting here saying we have a bath and we have herbal tea, but I know other people might want to go out and have a beer and be around people. That might be their way of like, you know, healing and rejuvenating. That's not for me, but you know, everyone is different. But just check in and what works for you and make sure you get on it.
Definitely. I definitely feel there's a lot to be said about like what you do, because not, like I said, not everyone's the same. Like you said, not everyone's the same. So it's very important that you establish like your way of doing it. Like some people have activities, some people have herbal teas, some people have like going on holiday. I know. Have you recently been on holiday?
I went to WOMAD.
How was that?
It was alright.
Yeah, you
like
it?
It's like, I do like it. It's very white middle class, but actually it's quite nice because it's like there's no one running around being drunk and being like off their face. It's a very chilled, lovely, wholesome festival. Like it's world music, so it's a real like variety of genres, and it is nice.
Yeah,
it was too hot this year, but it was good.
Yeah, so it's nice that I'd love to have gone there, but like it's nice to have that chilled environment with people and music. So that's another thing that possibly you can do. But it would be lovely to hear from more people about what they'd like to do, and we can build a list of things that you could do in South care, because we at Kiki, we're not just about having nights out or having poetry nights. We really want to make sure that our individuals are cared for and caring for themselves. So we definitely want to put together more of a list of things that people can do or services that they can go to. But yeah, definitely going to festivals is something that I never thought of, and which I might try later on. Especially like going to Black Pride was surprisingly relaxing.
Yeah,
I don't even know why. I mean, I know we talked about Black Pride before, but like that felt like I was the most relaxed I'd been at an open space before.
I think because you felt truly held in that space.
Yeah,
you could see yourself. You felt comfortable. You felt seen, visible. All of those things that you wanted from a festival, you had it in UK Black Pride, and I think it was just such an important space for Black queer people,
definitely
for brown queer people to attend. Like, if you've never been, like 100% please go. Like, it's so good for you.
It's so, so important
vital.
For your soul.
So
like,
vital
yeah,
for your soul.
Yeah,
like,
definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Like, honestly, it will change you if you go to UK Black Pride. It will change you a little bit.
Yeah. And I feel like that environment is something that I feel like I could definitely thrive within at a later stage. So definitely about creating those spaces. But thank you for listening to us on our self-care little trip. We hope to hear from you later on. And if you want to get in touch with us, we're at Kiki Bristol on Facebook. Thank you.
For more information about Shoutout Radio, visit us online at shoutoutradio.lgbt.
Shoutout.
LGBT radio for you.
There you go, the lovely Lara.
Oh, yeah, it's me. Hello.
I love the way you introed that with a, oh no.
It was more, oh god. Oh, god. There's something very special about hearing yourself back. Well, there's nothing special about it, but it's lovely to have that.
I had to edit that. I'd hear you over and over and over
again. Well, no, that's the stuff of people's dreams. Like, of course, like, that's people use that. They keep that stuff. Me, yeah. I don't need to hear my fabulous voice over and over again. I hear it every day. But you, I can understand why you wanted to play it over and over and over again.
Now, who's it we had? It was Nigel from Western Pride, wasn't it? And
yes.
You were just like,
oh god, his voice.
It's a yeah.
He's got a very deep voice, isn't he?
It was
very deep and
like
smooth.
So velvet. Do you know when you like rush your hands against velvet? You're like, oh god, that's so smooth. Like, I just want to brush it more.
Well, female voice does it for you.
Oh.
You,
god.
Steph, of
you can
course.
Look at me now, Lark.
Careful.
I was going to say hands, but then she interrupted, so now not her. Absolutely not.
Joanna Lumley. She does it for me. And
Viola
Morgan
Davis
Freeman.
For me.
Morgan Freeman.
Mine's Viola Davis.
He's not female.
I didn't say that. I said the female one, and then the male one is Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, mine's Viola Davis, because she's just like amazing, and she gives such powerful speeches that I just love her voice. Okay. But
I like Stephen Fry.
David Attenborough, unfortunately.
I like listening to Stephen Fry talk. You know, when he used to do Q&A, yeah. I could listen to him for ages.
Oh, yes. I like that. There's too many, basically. I want Morgan Freeman to be my granddad, might happen. Still time. But yeah, no, I love smooth voices, especially yours, Andy. It's the one compliment I'm ever going to give you.
Oh, well, thank you.
So it's all right.
It'd be better with like the lift.
Yeah, I have got a bit of a lift.
Have you?
He's got a swollen tongue.
That's a bit harsh. I like your voice, but on the list, mate. Like, you want to sort that out? What?
No, he talks too much, so his tongue is swollen.
Wow.
So he's now got a lisp.
Wow. I'm sure it'll come in handy at some point, a swollen tongue, but like, what?
You'd have thought.
But
probably.
Damn now.
I don't know what you mean.
Should we move swiftly on to
I thought we linked really nicely by talking about Nigel and his voice and Pride. And then
Terry, you've got some news on Rhonda
it's,
Pride.
It's got
some issues.
Well, it's hitting news all over the place, hasn't it? And it's a Pride that's never even happened
yet. And they've only just formulated their company, so it's brand new. They've only been going about 3 weeks.
But can you tell us what sparked off this current
as I understand it, they said that fetish wear would be unacceptable because it was a family-friendly event. Am I right in thinking that?
Well, it's bondage wear originally.
Yes,
they said,
right.
Didn't they? And then they said that they didn't want people scantily clad. And
yeah, they wrote to Mr. Leather Wales and expressed that the people wearing leather shouldn't be attending.
So that is kind of a blanket ban on fetish wear, isn't
yes,
it? In a way,
yeah.
Even I mean, because I have
no
made
churches.
A
there was no church. There's no Christianity.
No, they said no charities and no
so
religions.
That, you know, it's quite a huge coverage.
No place coverage either.
And interestingly, they didn't even invite the local gay councillor from Rhonda to Rhonda Pride.
The local is gay MP, actually.
Gay MP, yes. Yeah,
it's basically just a family day, isn't it?
But this
how can it be called a pride?
This is what the kind of backlash has been, because, you know, the whole point of it is that, and of Pride, and we know, because we talk to a lot of them, you know, like Darren from Bristol Pride and Nigel from Western Supermare Pride, is, you know, pride is about us showing that we're here and we're here to stay, and you know,
we're
the LGBT, that kind of thing. You know, by turning around and saying we must tone ourselves down because it might not be family friendly, totally flies in the face of what most people value as the whole reason they do pride.
Is it their first one?
It is.
It is. Okay, so let's just take a step back. Our first one, were we this out there and with all this stuff? Were we
back
that
in
progressive?
The 70s.
In Britain.
Yeah. Early prides. I mean, there were always trans people out. There were always people from the straight community, from the fetish community that supported us. Mm. And there were leather and rubber guys.
And can I just say, Terry, also families alongside. Yeah.
I was going to say, you know, because I can't remember who told me, but. People that think, you know, fetish wear always has to be obscene, it doesn't necessarily.
No.
And apparently,
not at all.
At a recent pride in Bristol, and there were all the rubber people walking down the street in their very futuristic wear, a little boy was heard to say, "Mummy, mummy, look at them. They come from outer space." And isn't that, do you know what I mean? Because there's nothing obscene
sinister,
or wrong. They're not
no.
being nasty, yeah. or, as you say, sinister.
And the thing is, you don't have to tell the children what they're wearing. Like,
if you do the whole point, they're not there naked.
No,
well, that's a very good. That's a very good distinction.
On.
Yeah,
like, you know, if a whole load of people turned up wearing swimming trunks from a swimming team because it was an LGBT swimming team and they had a towel over the shoulder, nothing but the towel, no one would bat an eyilid.
No one would care.
So why if
and
someone
you can walk around
in
your bikini, but you can't walk around in leather? That covers more than a bikini does.
Yeah. The other thing is, you've got to think about the fact that some people who walk around and do leather are just doing bike leathers. So they could have just got off their motorbike and come in and sat down. There's no difference between someone wearing bike leathers and someone wearing leather jeans or a leather jacket.
But at least we can hope for progression.
They have formally issued an apology, haven't they? I will caveat it with the fact it still says in it, but please bear in mind we're a family-friendly pride.
Bristol Pride is full of families. Yeah. The children were there, and so was Western Pride.
Yeah.
That was really family-orientated.
Like, got to take into consideration the culture within that, wherever it is. Rhonda, I think.
The Rhonda, yeah.
Rhonda, mm-hmm. You've got to take in consideration how far it progressed they are and what I'm not saying it's right.
Yeah, but I know Wales is abroad, but I mean it's just across the estuary.
I mean,
you know.
Well, hopefully it'll go and it'll go without hitch, and it'll be the start of something really good.
Yeah.
And you know, lessons
nice
learned
for
next year. You know,
definitely progression is key.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's it for another week. Thanks for joining us, not only for the show, but also if you were very kind and tuned in for the live Western Supermare Pride that we broadcast on Saturday. It was very kind of you.
Thank you very much. So to catch up on our show, check us out online at shoutoutradio.lgbt.
Join us next week when we do it all over again. But for myself, Lara, Steph, Andy, Terry, and Hans, and several other people, Tara sat in the background, say bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Oh, I'm never doing names again.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.